This episode is sponsored by Linode, the world's largest independent cloud computing provider. Stick around, I'll tell you how you can get $100 in credit on a new Linode account.
Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Now, if you've done any kind of command line work on Linux or other Unix-like operating systems, you've surely come across the sudo or sudo command that allows you to raise your privileges to allow you to execute commands at the root level. Now, most people just know you stick sudo in front of the command you want to do, and that allows you to do it as root. That's all they know. But in fact, there's much more to this command than meets the eye. So if you want to discover some of the super secret powers of sudo, please let me explain.
Okay, this is going to be a command line tutorial. So I went over to Linode and I started up a machine using the dashboard. Okay, let's go to the command line. Okay, so generally speaking, in Linux and in Unix, there are two type of users. There's the normal user, like I am here. Who am I? Gary. Okay, and there is root. And root has, it's kind of the administrator. Root can do everything, whereas normal users have their privileges limited in some way. So for example, if I wanted to edit the /host file, I'm using touch here, which basically changes the date on the file. Okay, if I try to do that, I can't do it. Permission denied. I'm not allowed. You are not allowed to do that. But I can do it if I was root. Now, there are different ways you can get this root access. One, for example, is you can use the su command, which is substitute user, or maybe you might call it super user, because it turns you into the root user. And when you do that, you need to know the root password. And now you are logged in as root. And you can see there the hash sign here showing me that I'm actually logged in as root. And if I try to now touch /hosts, I can do that no problem because I'm root. I am the super user. I am the administrator. But of course, if you have many people or even just more than one person on your system, you don't want to be handing out your root password. In fact, you probably want the root password to be very, very long and complicated so that if somehow access is gained to your machine, they're not going to log in as root. So how do you give normal users the ability to do administrative tasks with the kind of the root privileges, with super user privileges, without having to give them away the root password? And that's where sudo comes into it. So it's super user do or substitute user do, run a command as a different user. Normally that user is root. So now if I do sudo touch /hosts, it lets me do it as long as I give a password. And whose password I need to give, not the root password, but my password. So that just authenticates that I am who I say I am. And now I've done it. No permission denied. It let me do that. So sudo allows me to run a command as the root user, but I still remain logged in as myself. And there's a bit of authentication to make sure it is me that's doing that and not somebody else that's come to your keyboard. However, if you do want to get, you know, doing these sudo commands, it kind of, after 5 minutes, it times out and it'll ask you the password again. So you can do a few commands. So if I run that command again, I can do it without giving a password. But after 5 minutes, it would actually ask me for the password again. And that can be a bit annoying. So some systems, for example, the Raspberry Pi, they even remove this request for the password. So how would you do that if you need to do that? Well, we're going to look in a file called /etc/sudoers. Sudoers, the people who do the things, the doers, but these are the super user doers or the substitute user doers. Now, this is a very heavily protected file. In fact, I can't even look at it. Can't use more or less on it by just looking at it. So I need to do sudo, let's use less this time, /etc/superdoers. And here it is. There's the file. Now we're going to dive into this file in a minute, but I can access it if I do use the sudo command. Now, if you want to change it, you should use vi sudo, and that in itself is a privileged command. So you do sudo vi sudo, and that will bring you up into an editor that is allowing you to edit directly the super user or the super substitute user doers file. So what we need to do is go down here. Now, here we can see that it says %sudo all allow all members of the group sudo to execute any command. So that's what all the stuff is. It can do any command. And the sudo stuff there tells you you've got to be a member of the sudo group. If we just go out of here for a second and I type groups, you can see that I am Gary. I'm a member of the Gary group and I'm a member of the sudo group. So I can actually, I am allowed to run sudo, which is what I've been doing. Now, if you go down here and you change this and just insert here before that last all, no password WD, not word, but WD, as is the way with Linux and Unix. Okay, and now save that file. And now if I try to do /etc/hosts, it won't ask me for the password. Even after 5 minutes when the timeout comes around, it's never going to ask me for the password because we've disabled that. But we're actually going to go back in and put that back because there are some other things that we're going to play with later that having this turned on is actually useful for what we're going to do. So let's just get rid of that now. Okay, so there we go. Okay, so if I have another user, for example, I have another user on this system called David. Now, David is not a member of the super users group or the sudo group. Let's log in as David. So you can do a substitute user David. Okay, I happen to know David's password. Now, if we type in groups here, we can see that David is not a member of the sudo group. So if we try with David to say /etc/hosts, it's going to say, give me David's password. And then it says, oh, David is not in the sudoers file. This incident will be reported. So David can't do any administration commands on this machine. So we might want to add him. So if we do want to add him, how do we do that? Well, let's go back to the Gary, because Gary has sudo privileges. And so what you do is you say sudo user mod, so modify a user, and we're going to append something to the user. And what we're going to append is a group, and you put in sudo. So we're going to add the sudo group to which user? David. So run the user modify command. You're appending. What you're appending? A group. What group? Sudo. Who are you doing it for? David. Okay, now David is part of the sudo group. So if we log in again now as David, and I know David's password, as I said before. Okay, to run a command as administrator, use a root, use sudo. Cman sudo root for details. So now I can actually, if I type groups, there he is. David is part of the sudo group. So he could now do other things like /etc/host, for example, and ask for his password. And that's absolutely fine. He can do that. This episode is sponsored by Linode, the largest independent cloud computing provider. Whether you're an experienced developer, user, or just starting out, you can build on Linode. Start from scratch and fully customize your server for any application, or use their one-click apps to deploy game servers, websites, personal VPNs, and much more. Whether you just need a basic website for your portfolio or a beefy GPU instance for AI, scientific computing, and computer graphics projects, Linode has the flexibility and the scalability to meet your needs. If you run into any trouble during setup, Linode comes with amazing 24/7 customer support by phone or ticket, along with hundreds of guides and tutorials to help you get started. Sign up today at linode.com/GaryExplains and get $100 in credit on your new Linode account. The link is in the description. Now, you saw there that I did substitute user, which is the for David. You can actually do this using sudo without knowing David's password. So here I had to do substitute user David. I need to know his password. Okay, but if I actually do this with sudo, what I can do is sudo -i -u David. Okay, and there I am. I'm now logged in as David without knowing his password. So sudo allows you to become another user without knowing that user's password. Now that you've learned that, I can imagine all your little minds now going, I know what I'm going to do the next time I log into my college, school, university, whatever server. There you go. There's a nice little one for you. So here's another example. If I wanted to do more /etc/sudoers, which of course I can't access, but I think, I want to do it now with sudo. A shortcut is you do sudo !! bang bang pling pling, depending on how you pronounce it, and that will basically redo the previous command, the last command you typed, but as sudo. And there you go, I access the file now, and you can see it when you do command and recall. It actually gives me that actual command. So let's just clear that There you go, sudo more, sudo. So that's a quick way, if you forget to type sudo in front of something and then you want to go back and do the last command, particularly if it's a long, complicated command with lots of directories and flags and all that, you can actually just do that quickly using sudo !! Now, with all this stuff going on your system, you may want to log what actually happens on your system. So there is a way of creating a file that will log all sudo activity. So here at this part where it says defaults, here you can change the, believe it or not, the defaults. Okay, so what we're going to change now is we're going to say the default now log file, which isn't specified before, /log/sudo.log, for example. Okay, so that now says that all sudo commands have to be will be recorded and registered in that file. So now if I do a sudo /etc/hosts, if I could type. Okay, there we go. Now if we look in more, if we do a more of /log/sudo, and I need to be super users, let's do our magic command. There we go. And there is a log, and you can see here when I'm making this video now, 30th of October, here is the command where I did the touch, and here is actually the command itself when I actually viewed the log file itself. So you can see everything is being logged, tells you who did it, Gary, gives you the date and time, what their working directory was, and so on. So if you've got lots of things going on your server, maybe you've got a couple of people who use it and you want to make sure you know what they've been doing, having that log file is very, very interesting. Now, of course, with great power comes great responsibility. So another thing you can do in sudo is you can make sure that everybody gets a warning all the time about the powers that they've got using sudo. So you can turn on lecture is equal to always. Lecture, as in I'll give you a lecture, as in I'll give you a warning. So now if we turn that on, if I now do sudo, now here's a quick tip I want to give you. If you do sudo -k, that will make sure it'll ask you for the password. It expires that timer of 5 minutes, and always make sure you do a password, because the lecture will only come up every time you ask for a password. It won't come up when you don't ask for a password, when it doesn't need to ask for a password. So if we again do sudo /etc/hosts, we trust you have received the usual lecture from your local system administrator. It usually boils down to these two things. Respect the privacy of others. Think before you type. With great power comes great responsibility. And now I type in my password, and then it was able to change the date timestamp on that file, /etc/hosts. Because if I do it again now, it won't ask me, because it's not asking me for the password. But if I do sudo -k and now run it again, it will ask me, it will give me that. So when it's asking, prompting for something, it will give you that lecture. So that will come up every single time it asks you for a password. Now, of course, having that lecturing going on is great when you've got users that don't really do much system administration. But if you're all day kind of in and out fiddling with files and configuring things and looking at your system, you don't want that message to come up all the time. So we can do something that only affects the people who are not in a certain group, let's say in a trusted group of special secret admins. So down here in the user alias section, what we can type here is user alias trusted, this is the name of this group that I'm going to create, and we can say equal to Gary. So there's only one user in the trusted group, and of course that's me. Who else would be in there? And all the other users, like old David there, well, he still needs to get lectured. So what you do is you say defaults trusted. So this is now something that only applies to the trusted group. Don't lecture. !! Again, in many languages, like in the C programming language, means not. So trusted group doesn't get lectured. So now if we make sure that the password is expired, and so to prove that it doesn't do it, so if we do sudo /etc/hosts, okay, ask me for the password, but you notice there no lecture, of course, because I am in the trusted group. But if we go over to old David's account and see what he can do, so let's make sure his password is expired. So sudo /etc/hosts, he gets the big lecture there. Respect the privacy. With great power comes great responsibility. And then I can type in his password, and there he is. So there you go.
Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you learned something about sudo. If you did, please do give this video a thumbs up. And if you like these kind of videos, why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.